Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories. This is a day to remember and to honor the fallen. And in New York City, the commemoration turned attention to the Intrepid Museum.
Five wreaths laid in the Hudson as active duty service members, veterans, and families came together for the Intrepid Museum's annual Memorial Day commemoration ceremony.
The men and women we honor today came from every corner of America.
Co-chairman of the Intrepid Museum, Ken Fisher, giving a special tribute to the men and women that made the ultimate sacrifice.
United by commitment to something greater than themselves.
Mayor Mamdani also on board the Intrepid, meeting with veterans and their families.
As each of us enjoy the fruits of lives of peace and freedom, let us always remember that none of this was promised. It was won by sacrifice, and it must be cherished.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Intrepid Museum.
Some of her parades around here fell victim to the weather. That drone show that was scratched at Jones Beach last night, that is scheduled to take place tonight at 9, weather permitting. Some consider this the first weekend of summer. The weather around here to blame for a gray and quiet scene at the Long Island beaches today, and that included on Long Island.
The lifeguards are fully staffed here at Jones Beach, but Captain Tammy Metzger says there's no one on the beach right now.
You know, we don't mind rain, but when you get the rain and the cold. It really changes things. But, yeah. You know, we're provided with warm gear and warm uniforms.
I'm dressed like I would be covering snow today.
No, that's okay. I know. You want the sun and you want everybody to come out and enjoy the weekend.
She says they're using this time to continue to train in the water. What happens if you see a shark on a day like this? Obviously, you can't warn people to get out of the water. There's nobody there. So what do you do?
Yes, you want to report it because then, you learn are their patterns.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Well, if you're tempted to take a plunge and just to say that you did, keep in mind that the runoff from all the weekend rain led to advisories at 20 Long Island beaches, so check first if you are going to dare to venture in. Top elected official in New Jersey denied today entrance to that ICE lockup that has been the scene of seemingly nonstop protest in Newark.
Try again. That's what protesters outside of Delaney Hall told Governor Mikey Sherrill.
Well, we certainly will, and that's what I've committed to doing, is continuing to try to do that.
After she was denied entry at the door, now she's the first governor to visit the facility, and Senator Andy Kim says ICE officers told her
that they would do the same to any governor across the country.
All this on the heels of an inmate hunger strike at the facility. They say living conditions are poor, and the governor confirming that.
We're having reports that women who are menstruating have to ask every time they need products. Yeah. That's humiliating.
Even relatives visiting their loved ones were turned away. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In a statement today, Cheryl said the entrance denial to her and Senator Kim raises questions about what they're trying to hide from public view there.
Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, it's that end. From the Battery to the top of Manhattan.
Well, can you feel the unity? The Knicks could wrap it all up tonight in Cleveland. Game four rolls on with New York up on the Cavs 3-0. It seems the Knicks are unstoppable, having won 10 in a row now. Moving on seems to be a mere formality. One win away from the first trip to the finals for the Knicks in 27 years. There are watch parties around town, just not around the Garden, where they arrested six among around 6,000 fans it turned out on Thursday night. $10 gets you in to watch the game at Radio City tonight. Well, there is one for free at Brooklyn Bowl. That's at 61 White Avenue. Game starts tonight at 8.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.